The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of God's only Son. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's the weekend of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, an ecclesiastical mystery. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I might start with a brief story. A man in a certain parish was only seen in church one Sunday a year. No, it wasn't Easter or Christmas. It was Trinity Sunday. One leading layperson had restrained their curiosity year after year, but they couldn't contain it anymore. He approached the man and said, "I've noticed that you've only selected one particular Sunday, Trinity Sunday, to attend Mass each year. And I don't know why." The man said, "Oh, it's easy to explain," he said. "I like to come on this day so I can hear the preacher get all tangled up trying to unravel the mystery of the Trinity. It's not just a mystery now. It always has been." St. Augustine came to a similar conclusion in the 4th century. After writing 800 pages of work on the Holy Trinity, he declared that he didn't understand it. This was St. Augustine's story. As he walked along the seashore one day, he saw a small boy playing with a seashell. The boy scooped a hole in the sand, filled the shell with water, and then poured the water into the hole he had made in the sand. The great theologian asked the boy, "What are you doing?" The youngster said, "I'm going to pour the sea into that hole." When Augustine said to himself, "That's what I've been trying to do. Standing at the ocean of infinity, I've attempted to grasp it with my infinite mind." On this feast of the Holy Trinity, we deal with something that is infinite and mysterious. Mystery. Mystery seems to lie at the heart of the universe. Despite the marvels of the internet and all the answers that it offers, there is still mystery in our world. Mysteries like, why am I here? Why are you live streaming? Why have I given my life as a priest? Or you might ask, why am I a husband or wife, a parent, a grandparent, a single person? Why are you who you are? Why have you spent your life? How have you spent your life? What are you planning to do? Why are the graduates that we will bless later in this Mass, what are they planning or pursuing as their careers? There are times when it seems so natural to ask that question, why? Look at what we have witnessed on our streets over the last 10 days. Why should a man be choked in the street by the police? Why, in a country that prides itself as the land of opportunity, is opportunity only afforded to some of the population? Why do hundreds of thousands have to march in the streets to say Black Lives Matter? Why are peaceful protesters subject to tear gas? Why did, in the midst of such genuine protest, have criminals taking advantage by looting and destroying property? On these occasions, when I feel down or feel distressed by the turmoils of the world, it's natural to ask why. We still have many unanswered questions, many mysteries in life, the Holy Trinity not being the only one. The late Cardinal Cushing of Boston, who died just the day after I was born, tells of an occasion when he was administering the last rites to a man who had collapsed in a general store. Following his usual custom, he knelt beside the man and asked, "Do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?" The cardinal said that the man roused a little bit, opened an eye and looked at him, and said, "Here I am, dying, and you ask me a riddle." Call it a riddle, call it a mystery. Despite the advances in science, it seems the more questions are answered, the more questions that emerge. As I said, the Trinity, not the only mystery left unanswered. When once speaking about the natural world, the great Albert Einstein concluded in the following way. He said, "The human mind is not capable of understanding the universe." It's like a little child entering a huge library. The walls are covered from floor to ceiling with books in many different tongues. The child knows that someone must have written these books. It does not know who or how. It does not understand the languages in which the books are written. The child notes the definite plan in the arrangement of the books, a mysterious order which it does not comprehend but dimly suspects. Despite Einstein's amazing ability and achievements in the field of maths, he concluded that the human mind was not capable of understanding the universe. Despite the observations of many astrologers, the universe too remained a mystery. We are part of a culture that isn't really comfortable with that notion of mystery. With the great achievements of science and technology, we might feel that there are no limits to what we can know. When it comes to mystery, it suggests something beyond our limits of understanding. And in a world that celebrates the achievements of information technology, when we are confronted by a mystery, we become uneasy, like a little child trying to understand everything about a library. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity. We're challenged to consider our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, an unsolvable mystery. The Father who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son. Jesus loved us so much, he was prepared to die for us on the cross. And Jesus so wanted to bring about the kingdom that the Holy Spirit was sent to guide the apostles and now us in the mission that would lead to our eternal home. Rather than being called to unravel or solve the mystery, we are called to live with it. We become involved in the mystery because we proclaim there is one God and we are made in his image. On the day of our baptism, we were sent out on a mission in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have continued through the key moments of our lives to bless ourselves in the name of that Trinity. In a few moments, we will remember and bless our graduates and bless them. At the end of our Mass, we will bless ourselves in the name of our Trinitarian God. And then we're called to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord with our lives. On this Trinity weekend, then, we reflect on our commitment to the mission. This weekend, we reflect on the larger mission, a mission that extends beyond my own faith and understanding, a call to love and seek justice, not just for those who live with me, but with my neighbor. A call to make sure that we live in a just society and that the injustices of the past are corrected. We are invited this weekend to share in the life of the Trinity, the very life of God. We are invited to live in a way that reflects this divine love. Let us stay close to Jesus, because only in him can we begin to understand, however little, the immense mystery of God's love for us. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we are expressing a belief in God. Often we might do this carelessly, without any thought for what we are doing. But when you make the sign of the cross today, take a moment to pay reverence to the great mystery of God, who is Trinity. It brings together in so few words and a simple gesture in the movement of our arm all that we believe and all that we live for.